So with this weather, right, it is so cold. And for those of us that have these gifts from God, an automatic starter and heated seats, right? Aren't those awesome? Oh, my gosh. But here's what can happen at this time of year in these frigid. All it takes is one misstep, not really paying attention to where you're going along the way, and you can lose your balance, and like that, down you go, right? Which hurts, by the way. I mean, there is nothing good that happens when you're losing your balance, because you're going down. It's the only way that you're going down, and there is hard, frozen pavement, concrete down there, which can cause some bruises or brokenness. It happens. How many of you have lost your balance sometime in your life? Maybe not this winter, but right, we've all, it doesn't, you know, it might not have been on ice, right? You're paying attention, but it could have been when you were hiking or biking or walking. It could have been when you're, you know, watching the TV, not paying attention to where you're going, and you're hitting, you know, something in your living room and you're going down, right? It might happen because you're skiing, right? Whether it's water skiing or snow skiing. In life, we can lose our balance. It happens all the time. Well, for the next today and then for the 4 weeks after, we are going to be considering this incredible reality of what holy baptism is for you and for me. That the promise that is given in baptism is that as we begin this new year, as you live your life entering today into each day after into this year, there is in the hope and promise of your baptism and mine a new you. God's word would put it like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Anyone in Christ. And you see, baptism connects you to Jesus. When God, in His goodness, through simple water, connected to God's Word, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that is placed in your life, God unites Himself in His gifts of grace and faith and goodness and forgiveness to your life. As baptized children of God, you are in Christ, and Christ is in you. And Scripture says, anyone in Christ, baptized children of God, you are new. The old is gone, the new has come. So what does the new life look like? What is it? Well, life, new life in Christ looks like Christ's life. Last week, as we gathered around God's word, we heard these words that speak of Jesus' life. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and people. And we're going to make the connection with Jesus' life and our life connected to Him in baptism to our new life as baptized children of God. Wisdom. This is dealing with our mind. In baptism, you, as we'll find out, are gifted with a new mind. Stature. Our bodies, our health. The Bible has a lot to say about that. Favor with God. This is to live with the heart of Jesus, a heart of faith, and people, new relationships, mind, body, heart, relationships. This is the stuff of everyday life. You see, so often when we think, we say that I have been baptized, or maybe some of you here today haven't been baptized, and I pray that over the next few weeks there turns in your heart the desire to be baptized, and that God's Spirit would open your heart to desire that. That would be awesome. But so often we say, you know, I've been baptized, that happened way back then, or, you know, years ago, and but the hope and the promise is to know that, not that you have been baptized, but that you are baptized. It is a daily reality that is connected to your life, mind, body, heart, relationship. But let me say this, that I know about my life in those areas of life. It is so easy to get all of that out of balance. Isn't it? I mean, come on, let's think about our minds, what we think, and what is, it's so easy to put garbage in and get garbage out. What are you thinking about? What are you taking in your mind? It's so easy to get out of balance when it comes to our bodies and our health. We can eat too much. We can eat too little. We can think that we're just having a drink socially, and then all of a sudden it's too much alcohol, and it's a problem. We can get to the place where we're not sleeping at all, or we're sleeping too much. It is so easy for our lives when it comes to our health to get out of balance. How about your heart, faith, heart for Jesus? It's easy for that to get out of balance too, right? Prayer, worship, this is third commandment stuff, every week to receive what God wants to give. And we can get all out of balance with that. Or reading God's word even. And it's hard. Sometimes that's just not even, and we get all out of whack. Let alone relationships. I mean, that our relationships can get toxic and twisted and all crazy. It is so easy in all of our lives to get out of balance. And what happens when you lose your balance? You are going down. And what happens when you fall? Two things. You're going to get hurt, or you're going to hurt other people. So, what does life look like out of balance? When life is out of balance, we are fatigued. I mean, we are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's like our lives are like that guy that starts spinning one plate and gets that going, and then he's got another plate and starts spinning, and then he gets another one, but that one stops, so he's got to go back and tend to that, and then the other one, and then it's just all of life in this crazy cycle of keep everything we got going on and all of our plates still spinning, and we are just going to crash. Life out of balance gets fatigued. Life out of balance would also be shown in frustration. Right, in my car, when the wheels are out of balance, everything shakes, right? I mean, you can just hit, you're going down, you know, like I say, going down Hall Road, or down Van Dyke Expressway, you know, going 80, 75 or whatever, you know, and everything is shaking. You got to get the wheels aligned and balanced, because you're going to deal with bumps along the way, and Lord knows around here there are all kinds of potholes. But here's what happens when my life is out of balance. Any little bump, any little pothole in the road shakes me to the core, and I get snarky and judgmental and hot-tempered. Any little bump along the way when life is out of balance. So the question begs to be asked, how do I get my life in balance? How does that happen? Well, this is where baptism comes into play. Listen, I could center my life in my job. But if I pour all of who I am into my job, my life is going to be out of balance. I could center everything I am into getting healthy. But if I pour all of my energy and I focus just on that thing, the rest of my life will be out of balance. I could focus my life on making more money, but my life would be out of balance. Listen, the only center that holds life in balance, the only center that holds life in balance is baptism. So that is a strong statement. The only center that will hold your life and mine in balance is baptism. Now, why can I say that? Here's why. Because baptism is the only center that gives grace. It is the only center to life that gives grace. Everything else in your life is going to want more. Your job, give me more. Your activities, more. Everything else wants more from me. Finances, more. Health, you got to do more. Job says more. There is only one center to life that is full of grace, and it's baptism. That complete, total, all God, nothing that you do, it is all God's favor connecting you to Jesus. It is His work in your life. It is God choosing you. It is God forgiving, loving you completely by His grace and goodness. Completely, totally, unequivocally, universally, eternally. To center your life in the reality that you are a baptized child of God, forgiven and loved. That is what centers life and gives complete the gift of a life in balance. Not just something in my past, but every day in heart, in mind, in body, and in relationships. And we're going to unpack all of that in the next few weeks. And as we live with the reality of that I am a baptized child of God, forgiven and loved, that nothing can take away that certainty and that hope in the midst of your life, no matter what's happening at work, no matter what's happening in your health, no matter what's happening in your finances, you have that grace and it fills our life up. It's all grace. And it is living with that center that baptism empowers us to live a new life. Living with baptism centered of who we are and the power of God's grace enables us and you and me to analyze our life, to look at our life honestly, to repent, to seek forgiveness, to take an audit of what's going on in your life. So take a moment and just ask a question, do a quick audit. What is out of balance in your life? And if you're not sure, ask your spouse or friend or someone close to you, a kid maybe. They'll be honest. They'll tell you. But because our lives are centered in grace, we can receive it. You know, Socrates would say, an unexamined life is not worth living. But God's word would give us this clarity. A simple person believes anything, but a prudent spirit gives thought to their steps. To think, to analyze what is going on in your life, in mind, body, heart, relationally. When Jesus wanted to tell the story of God's unconditional love for His children, He told it in the story of the prodigal son. prodigal son whose life was way out of balance. I mean, he had taken stuff and squandered all that he had. It was all out of whack. Relationship, everything broke down. He squandered everything he had. He was distant from the Father. And what brought him back was he took the time and said, I keep looking over here. Then he came, it says, to his senses. He came to his senses. That he realized, listen, I'm a child of a Father who loves me. That's who I am. And it empowered him and gave him the courage to go home and to be received in the open arms of a grace-filled relationship of his dad. That's true for you and for me as we analyze. As we come to our senses, we know that we are a baptized child of God with a heavenly Father with open arms. Secondly, with baptism centering our lives as children of God, we are empowered by God's grace to optimize. Right? Ephesians 5 puts it like this. Make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, and here it is, but understand what the Lord's will is. And empowered by God's grace, we optimize every moment of day by living according to God's will and knowing what that is in our minds and our hearts. In our bodies, in our relationships. And then finally, baptism empowers us to mobilize. Look at these words from Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live. Live a new life. That the resurrection power of Jesus is yours. And so we live. We live in that relationship connected to Jesus. A new life. The old buried. Sin buried. Raised to life in him. So it turns out that the Greenville County Department of Human Resources in South Carolina, Greenville County, South Carolina, they actually sent a letter from their office to a dead person. Here's what the letter said. Are you ready? To this dead person, here's what... It said this, we regret to inform you that your SNAP program, SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, your SNAP has been discontinued because we heard you have died. And then this, right? You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances. What? The person is dead. There will be no change in circumstances. In fact, I know of only one person who had that kind of change in circumstances. And that person is Jesus. From death to life. Paul says that in Romans chapter 6. It's Jesus that has gone from death to life. Jesus, born for you. Jesus, who lives for you. Jesus, who suffered and died and was buried for you. But this Jesus, and the power of who he is alive, risen from the grave for all eternity. It is a permanent change in circumstances. And that resurrection power, that life, that love and mercy is yours, connected to your life in the daily reality that you are a baptized child of God, the living Lord. So no matter what you're facing in the balance of your life, live in the center of your life, knowing you are a baptized child of God. And for the next 4 weeks, we're going to see what that means, that our baptism gifts us with a new mind, a new heart. It's going to speak into our bodies, with our health, as well as our relationships. So may God bless you and keep you as you are centered in Him today and always, dear child of God. In Jesus' name, amen.